Valvag could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Greetings.
Howdy. Ooh,
hi, Steve.
Jaunty. Jaunty. That's the sort of jaunty bed that accompanies the contemplative, over-the-shoulder-looking of media professionals like myself who are churning out best-of-the-decade content.
Mm.
This is the music of reflection.
I didn't see this coming. I've been calling it the end-of-the-year thing, but everyone's been trumping it with a
best-of-the-decade
situation. It's caught me by surprise. I haven't been ready for it.
That's right. Well, you could always try it next year and hope to see if anyone notices.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair, actually, yeah.
In light of this and due to the fact that I'm not seeing Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker for about another 3 hours, I thought I'd just give you guys another arbitrary countdown of things I liked.
Okay.
That seems to be the go
top 10
of this time.
Your personal top 10 of the decade?
Let's go 12. Let's go a dozen. The decade dozen, we're calling it.
Wow.
Do we have a sting for that?
Yeah, sure. I think we just did it.
Okay, cool. Right on. Coming in hot. At number. Can I get a number 12?
Number 12.
The Raid. Indonesian action extravaganza.
I've seen this. It's action-packed.
Where basically once the raid of the title starts, it doesn't stop for the duration of the film.
It's kind of a Taken sort
Steve,
of pace.
Steve, the phone's ringing. Are we taking phone calls?
We're only at 12, man.
We're at 12.
Okay.
I reckon let's get to like 7.
Yeah, I was going to say 6. So. Hang in there, caller.
We'll split the diff.
Thank you.
How do you just split the diff between 6 and 7?
What are we up to? 11.
Well, that was 12.
Okay.
Can I get an 11?
11.
Richard Linklater's Boyhood.
Never heard of it.
It's a film that's filmed over a numerous span of years.
Oh, I know. Are you doing the best of the decade?
Best of the decade,
okay,
yes. Sweet, yes.
Sweet.
Just establishing this is
my brain
this
colors.
Is 10 years, the decade. Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot of movies, dude.
Yeah, it's also why the raid's in there, because I think that's from 2011.
I'd be freaking out if I were you.
Can I get a number 10?
10.
Oh, 10.
Apparently not.
The Master, Paul Thomas Anderson's. We thought we might be getting a movie about the origins of Scientology. We didn't quite get that. We got Philip Seymour Hoffman and Joaquin Phoenix squaring off in a 1950s alcohol fuel actor duel. God, it's like I just wrote that, isn't it? Number.
What?
Can I get a 9?
Number 9.
9.
Freaky, terrifying, and surreal documentary, The Act of Killing. This was a film where a documentary maker went to hang out with some Indonesian death squad members and leaders, and he got them to recreate the mass killings they did, but they got to choose the film genre they did it in. So there's a Western recreation, there's a gangster recreation, there's a musical recreation. But what this trick manages to do is kind of suck these guys in into being very honest about their crimes, and it's a bleak watch. I saw this at the International Film Festival, went back to the office at about 2 in the afternoon and just walked through the sun going, what the fuck is this life for? Why do we even bother? Cool. Great. Yeah.
So we're on to this number now?
What number?
Hold on, everyone.
8!
What do I hold on to?
Wow. Wow. Hunt for the Wilder People. Taika Waititi.
Look at you.
Made a lovely little movie, didn't he?
Little hat to the local area, where we live.
Well, wasn't... No Wilder People love in the room?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I thought Boy was better than Hunt for the Wilder People, though.
You like your dramas deep, John. Mm. If you like your dramas deep, what about this next one?
Wait, I'm just moving these numbers into the system.
What about it?
7.
What about number 7?
What about it?
7.
Jonathan Glazer's weird sci-fi, trippy sci-fi Under the Skin, starring Scarlett Johansson. She was an alien cruising around Scotland. They filmed a lot of this.
Oh, wait, what's it called?
Under the Skin.
Oh, this is mint.
They filmed a lot of this with her just giving dudes lifts with hidden cameras. In the van, it's...
It doesn't make a lot of sense, but
no,
it's great.
Pretty buzzy, though, eh?
Yeah, it's real buzzy.
When she lures dudes into the strange black void and turns them into mints,
yeah.
I think is what it's doing.
I think...
It's quite out of
basically, the best description is Scarlett Johansson going in and out of a pool of oil.
That's the one.
It's pretty dope.
It's good though?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Really good.
What? Okay, so not as good as...
Six.
No, it's not as good. Seven isn't as good as six. We're counting down. We're going... Oh, hang on. We're exactly between seven and six. Should we take a call?
I always wanted
someone
to do this.
Someone wanted to do a live thing. Someone said, Mayday, I can't... No, not...
I always wanted to count backwards from 12.
Someone said, if you're lucky, I'll call you back during the outro for the best live sting ever in the history of ever or something.
You better be in your own bathroom, I swear. Carry on.
I was going to do the best damn live sting you've ever heard this decade.
That's relevant too, because we're doing a decade countdown right now. We're up to number five, six.
Probably should squeeze that in before the year finishes, that one.
Or...
Number 56.
Oh, number six, Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
They kind of polished that one up real nice.
It's from start to finish. It's pretty perfect.
Really hard to be good as well, considering the other ones are so mint.
It's so intense the whole
way through. It was too loud at IMAX, I'll say that much. It was too loud. I was right up close and I was like, this is actually too loud.
That guitar guy got to you, did he? The flaming guitar guy?
So it was a dumb bit, actually. I didn't like that. Damn it, I hate that movie now. Oh well. We'll go back to the milk bit. That was cool.
Five.
Cold War. This was one of my favourite films from the International Film Festival a couple of years back.
Don't know it.
It's, bear with me, a Polish black and white drama about the fractured relationship between two musicians and their turbulent love affair over the decades.
Is this the one where you cried heaps in?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Real good.
That's good, man. I mean,
it's real good. If you have got any shred of emotion left in your withered heart, I recommend watching this film.
Post-Christmas, then.
It might be quite good on a Boxing Day, like maybe if you're slightly hung on Boxing Day, either to cry into the armchair or...
What's it called
into
again?
Your loved one. Cold War.
And it's so subtitled and all the rest?
It is subtitled, yep. Yeah, okay. It's an immaculately, beautifully shot black and white film.
Wow, okay. Modern, obviously.
Yes, with two incredibly photogenic leads, and they kind of tumble through the decades, or tumble through a couple of decades of different musical genres. So they meet when the Polish government, post-World War II, has put together... They're trying to put together a travelling folk ensemble as a propaganda exercise for the cultural superiority of the Polish people.
Whoa.
So doesn't it sound quite like this, but...
Just thought you needed a little bit more for that moment, but...
We're into the... guys, we're into
ready?
The...
Ready?
Number four.
Oh, this is a good one. And think about everything we talked about before and how gripping and serious these films are. This one is the equal of all of them put together. Paddington 2, the sequel to the film Paddington, about a lovable marmalade eating beer.
Do you want us to load another four in? Are you chewing a joke we had to get that four from the top 10, mate, so we're kind of running out of fours.
You guys are missing out. Hugh Grant is in incredible form in this film. The beer is adorable.
Who's Hugh Grant in the thing?
He's this egotistical villain who just absolutely chews scenery.
I'm a little bit British, so you kind of got my attention.
He follows in the footsteps of the first Paddington, has a kind of a Cruella de Vil style. Nicole Kidman is the villain. I really like these films.
Okay.
I have heard good things about them.
That's one for the whole family Christmas time.
It's quite, it could be a good, I was going to say come down movie, but yeah, let's go with that. Let's go come down movie, Paddington 2.
Right, we're into the top three. Are we taking bets on what will feature in the top three?
Toy Story 3, when did that come out?
Yeah, that would be
this
decade.
Do you want to
reckon a new Blade Runner?
Do you want to have a stab at what...
Don't trust Johnny, he's got a fruit fly flying around his head.
Oh, yeah, okay. No distractions.
Okay, ready?
Is it a fruit fly or is
it
a fly?
A fly or is it a...
Hopefully just a horse
John's
fly.
John's ripe. He's ready to go.
Okay, into the top three.
Please, John.
You're not going to place any bets? Your Toy Story?
Oh, no, I think... Well, I mean, I'm not Steve. It's hard for me to be Steve, isn't it?
Three.
Yep. Number three, Parasite. Director Bong, who... Korean director who loved finding out that his surname... also was something we refer to a glass vase as in the West. Made a film, it was released this year and won the Palme d'Or. It's a wonderful thriller black comedy about a family of poor scammers who one at a time scam their way into working for a wealthy family in various capacities. And you're kind of like, oh, there's a bunch of little scamps, and then things take a really grim turn and you're just locked in for for the duration of the film. I can't recommend this enough. It's really, really good.
I'm surprised you haven't chucked in like a saga of like two or three movies, like a franchise.
Oh, like a I'm gonna bracket these here because
yeah,
I'm indecisive.
Kind of, yeah.
No.
Two.
Number two.
Yeah, sure.
This is Steve Newell's sure. Best of the Decade, by the way, guys.
Yeah, you two to go. There's only two. Yeah.
I had actually forgotten, so that's good.
Number two, Get Out.
Oh yeah.
Oh, no,
man.
Get
that's
Out.
Good. Yeah, it's good.
Get Out. Far out. Kind of like person on the scene with that dude as well, the director guy, kind of, wasn't it? Was it?
It was what, sorry?
I feel like kind of a new director that, and sort of comedian. Are
yeah, it was, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Jordan Peele's first film as a director.
Took everyone by surprise, right?
He followed that up with Us, which was not quite as focused. Mm. But yeah, Get Out's kind of just like a feels like a complete, tight, perfect film. That's why it's number two best film of the decade.
Cool.
Oh, you guys are going to be drum so roll. Fucked off about this.
What's drum
be
roll, please. Here? Drum roll, please.
One.
You know how all of the interestings make people that talk about film sound extremely elitist?
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite film of the decade is another Paul Thomas Anderson film. It's Phantom Thread.
Ooh,
Daniel Day-Lewis in his last ever role, allegedly. Is a
I don't think I've seen that.
I heard it was good.
He's a snooty, grumpy, cruel, vile, toxically masculine dressmaker in the 50s.
That's
he has a odd relationship with his new muse. It's incredibly watchable. I can't recommend it enough. That's why it's my favorite film of the decade.
Right on.
Amazing.
I mean, I haven't seen Star Wars yet.
The new one.
So,
do you want to know what happens?
Everything could take a tumble. War?
Excellent.
Anyway, that's my list of stuff. Individual lists are pretty stupid, but I did it anyway. So there you go.
Sweet. Ooh, here we go. A closing sting, perhaps. You're on air, caller, on 95BFM.
That was the decade's Dozen with Steve Newell. He watches more movies than all of y'all.
Hell yeah, dog.
That's that's straight to number two on the list of best things that have happened this decade.
Hey, for the texter that's wondering about the list, we'll podcast this, so you can go to 95bfm.com and it'll be on the podcast page. You can go back and listen to it.
And just a quick plug from a non-sponsor, we've been putting together a bunch of genre lists at Flix, and we've got a big top 100 films of the decade that's all of our writers smushed up together.
Is Life on there?
I love
that movie.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Solo on there?
Such a great
we'll find out tomorrow.
Movie.
Blade Runner.
Throw it away, all right? Throw it away.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.